hearing you in the morning.
Oh, well, that's so nice.
I love the little personal tidbit you add in there about your kids and parenting. It makes me feel like I'm not so crazy.
So you're going to be out at the festival in Garfield Park this weekend. Dude, I just wanted to tell you happy Father's Day just because I know how it is with little kids and not being at home with the family on Father's Day.
Oh, man. Well, gosh, I appreciate that very much.
I'm a Brown County resident, and I just want you to know that was the sweetest thing you just said on the air with your wife the weekend that y'all had.
Did you go last year?
No, I didn't get to go last year. I went 2 years ago.
Well, they upgraded that night train. I don't know if you remember that. Was that ghost train?
Yeah, the ghost train was kind of cool. There was a guy standing there, and he's like, careful, there's some ghosts over there. And my five-year-old's like, you mean pretend ghosts, because ghosts aren't real. He got, like, right in his face.
Thank you for making my day every day. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being a good parent.
Oh, Matt, are you there?
This is me. Are you here?
Oh, this is Slug Fingers.
Not today. You won.
I get to go see him.
You get to go.
Gosh.
You're caller 10.
So Slow Fingers got through.
Slow Fingers made it. Indy will be well represented on Food Network's The Great Food Truck Race, which premieres on Sunday night. If you've ever sampled anything from the Block Bistro and Grill, you know. He is founding chef Terry Anthony, and he's with me right now. Good morning, Terry. How you doing?
What's going on? Good morning. What's up, man?
Courtney and Abby from Googman House.
Good morning.
But this hardware we're talking about is a gold medal at the Great American Beer Festival, which is not easy to get, right?
Correct. No. We were very surprised and excited when we found out that we won.
Gary Vaynerchuk, I'm flattered that you picked Indy for something like this, but could you tell me why?
The reality is, and everybody listening knows, one of the best places in the world, really, not only the U.S., to do a conference where you have 10,000 people coming.
Farm Aid's return to Indiana.
So the food that you get to eat when you come to Farm Aid is all from local farmers, right, from this region, from Indiana and surrounding areas.
When we found out about this event, we just had to jump on board, and I am happy to welcome VP of Development with Coburn Place, Julie Henson.
That is what the Spiked Lemonade Stand is about. It's about having fun and showing up as a community.
I found this really touching story about a business owner in Bloomington. His name's Ed Schwartzman. His son, Ben, was a talented singer-songwriter. Since then, he's been on a mission to keep his son's music alive.
When you have mental illness, it doesn't matter. You know, the materialistic things you have and the friends you have and the talent you have, none of that matters if you can't, you know, get out of your head.
I just wanted to know what you thought of Bonnie Raitt on Saturday night.
When she did Just Like That, like, that's been my cry song for the last year. In 2001, WTTS was among the first American radio stations to play music by the artist John Mayer and Norah Jones, both of whom went on to win Grammy Awards. Nora,
oh,
wow. We're so cutting edge.
I'm on your Wikipedia page. That's so cool.
The Hi-Fi is, we played there a few times, and it's one of my favorite clubs, one of my favorite rooms, out of all the rooms we do.
Jeff Foxworthy.
And I called on time, and I dialed the number by myself. How about that?
By yourself. Here's my question. Are you going to the Vonnegut Museum while you're in town?
Of course I'm going to the Vonnegut Museum. I'm the chairman of the board.
A bunch of celebrities were at the Pacers game last night. Will Ferrell, he was in the locker room offering beer to the players, too.
Aaron, you're not playing. You want some beer?
I'm good. I appreciate the offer, though.
Aaron, you're in really good shape.
And then the Pacers lost. What are you going to do?
I have been cast in the television show Mayans MC.
Really?
And my character's name, appropriately enough, is Hoosier in the show. So
yes! IMS President Doug Bowles, you're killing me with the anticipation. Who's playing? Who's playing on Carb Day?
Well, for the first time since 2010, Bryan Adams will be back in Central Indiana playing
Bryan
on the
Adams.
Carb Day stage. And then opening up with Soul Asylum.
Have you ever shared a bill with Bryan Adams?
I have not. I want to say, man, our objective is to blow Bryan Adams off the stage.
Bryan Adams, have you ever dealt with an opener who tries to show you up?
Well, good luck with that. And, you know, we'll see you there.
Joseph Newgarden, you've had 5 top 10 finishes at the big race. And one of the drivers I talked to last year was winner Marcus Ericsson. So you put those completely unconnected things together, and I feel like things are looking good for you this weekend. How do you feel?
I've had the superstitious nudge, if you will, from a couple people, you know, the good luck here and there. It seldomly works out for me.
Joseph, you got it!